RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome you here to Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis. We're live and on the air. Appreciate you being with us here this morning on a beautiful Saturday as we are live at the Golf Dojo on Transit Road near the Eastern Hills Mall, and it is the official grand opening. We were here about a month ago. They've had a soft opening, and we're here now, and we're looking forward to being part of their big day here at the end of August as we welcome in our Tee to Green team. Kevin Sylvester, good morning. Nice to see you in person again. Your tour season is over in terms of your work for PGA Tour Radio.
That is correct. My season ended with the BMW Championship. It starts back. President's Cup will be my next event, but good to be home, good to be here.
Yeah, that's a nice event to go to, the President's Cup, though, Kev, so that'll be fun.
Oh, I was just reading yesterday about the build-out for it, and they're switching up the routing at Quail Hollow Club. So
Quail Hollow is impressive.
Yes, but basically the 18th hole is going to be the 15th hole. So they're going to route it differently. Yeah. So, you know, the hard stretch that Green Mile stretch are going to be 13, 14, 15.
Probably helps with infrastructure, too, I would imagine. That's probably one of the considerations, right?
Well, but they want the best holes to be, you know, where matches are decided or swung. So that's what they're
going to And then you hope they get there. That's right, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's correct. that's what they, you know, with Liberty National, they flipped it around.
Even this week, at East, like I said, there's some cross paths this week. I don't know if they reroute this week, but. Maybe it was last week. I was thinking.
They've rerouted that golf course several years ago, so it doesn't end on the par three.
That's right. Ends on the par five.
It used to be 18. Nine used to be 18. So they just switched the nines.
Yes. All right. Well, we appreciate you being with us here. I know we had a few extra commercials there at the beginning, but we appreciate your patience and thanks for waking up with us here on a Saturday at Golf Dojo. It is the grand opening, so we're going to talk a little bit about what it is and how the idea came about and how it was made here as we are inside one of the hitting bays, which is a really cool spot. One of the guys that helped make this happen from Custom Turf, Steve Beatty, friend of the show. He'll join us at 7:15. Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, great spot to go get your clubs fitted, equipment, clubs. Pat will be on to join us at 7:30. And more on the Tour Championship, FedEx Cup playoffs these last couple of weeks. Also, our fantasy golf season ended this week, so we will, as we do each month, we will give a little props to the winners.
Yeah, I lost my password, so I didn't put picks in the last 4 weeks.
I was losing, so I gave up. Yeah,
that's the spirit, guys. This is how we increase our participation amongst our listeners. To have
our hosts. We can't win anyway.
I know. I was so close to 1 month, and then kaboom, nothing. Yeah.
Well, it's you face a little adversity in fantasy golf, Jeff. You back down.
You're right, Coach. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I figured too, by not submitting picks, like our listeners could finish higher.
They move up. So it's morale. I see it.
Yeah, yeah. They can say, "Wow, well, I beat Kevin. I beat Jeff." There you go.
If they're hanging their hat on that, yeah. Well,
all right.
We do no golf. We do no golf. Yeah.
I like the psychology you're going with there.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got some guests coming up, including now one in person, one of the owners. We spoke with Tom Coppola, one of the owners, about a month ago when we were here. And now Max Grundy is with us here. Max, good morning. Thanks for having us here today.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for being here and helping us with the grand opening today.
Do we call you Sensei? We're in the dojo.
I mean, you could. I've been training in judo since I was about 5 years old. I have a secondary black belt, and that's actually part of the reason that Tom came up with this name. He, you know, was thinking about both my background, the fact that we're going into the golf business, but then also, of course, that a dojo is the place where you practice and you compete. So it just worked perfectly with what we're trying to accomplish here.
Yeah, it is a really cool spot to come in and practice and everything like that. For those that maybe missed the interview a month ago, just the idea and how it came all about between you guys.
Sure, absolutely. So during the first summer of COVID, Tom and I played golf every morning. It was the one thing you could do safely together, so we did that. And as the weather changed and we returned to our day jobs, we said, how are we going to continue to do this? And we looked around, and we actually went to every simulator space from, you know, from the west of New York all the way down to Albany, and found that what we were looking for in terms of the golf that we played wasn't available. So this concept became a discussion, like, what is golf for every person? How do you present a place for every single person that they can bring their own golf game? And this is the result.
Yeah, and we use TrackMan simulators here, and the bays are much bigger and wider and open than maybe your typical bays. It's a little different concept than most simulator places, right?
Sure. So we went to all these different places with simulators, and we found that the TrackMan was absolutely the best product available. And we said that if we're going to do this to the degree that we imagine, it has to be that product. And then, of course, one of the big concerns we had in every bay was making sure that we had enough space so that we didn't feel like we were on top of one another. You could swing a club and not even be thinking about the walls or the ceiling. And so, you know, we invite everyone to come down today to the grand opening, take a look at these bays, hit a few balls, and see what this difference is.
The other thing that's different, if I you can jump in, is they're private rooms. So, you know, there are people who are, you know, maybe apprehensive about, I don't want all these people watching me while I'm hitting the simulator. That's not the case. Like, you can shut the doors, and there's plenty of space to be, you know, private in the room and not have anybody watching you, bothering you, what have you.
That's right. Our tagline is your space, your time, and your game, right? So that's exactly right. You walk into your hitting bay, you close the doors, and you have it for the allotted time that you've signed up for with no interruptions. The bays also, two of them can be conjoined so that you can have a larger group. If you have, you know, eight players that like to play together, you can open it up and have that shared space. But in terms of, someone you don't know or someone who's not in your group being with you, it's absolutely private.
And coming in to maybe work on your game, get a lesson. We know that's why Jeff's a part of you guys.
We've been so lucky to be connected with Jeff from the show. He is absolutely the best teacher in Western New York. I'm going to admit, I'm someone that doesn't like being coached, and he's even able to approach me in a way that I don't feel put off. And
what do you mean you don't like being coached?
Yeah, well, but you know, everyone who's come in, they walk away from the lessons with Jeff, and they just go, I added yardage to my drives. I brought my scores down, and we've had a really great response based on Jeff's teaching.
Well, thank you.
Jeff is great. He's helped my wife out this year with it, and Jeff can also. Listeners, Jeff can look at your swing one time, and he's already got, all right, this is what we're going to do, boom, and it's immediate.
Well, if it's like anything else, you do it for a long time, and you're engrossed in it, and you're engaged in it, and you're trying to get better at it, and it becomes a simpler and simpler task as you as you get to be my age.
And I'll throw one more thing on Jeff's play, too. Like, just from watching him work with me or my son, Jeff, most importantly, you make it fun, and you also aren't telling me 75 things, which I know, and you may be able to, but what I like is that you're like, all right, let's focus on, you know, one or two things here, and we make it fun, and I feel like that's why we love coming back and swinging the golf club with you.
Well, thanks, and that's why I like teaching here, because you know, we can close the doors, you can have a private session with someone who's insecure about their game or whatever it might be, and then we get, Kev, you remember, what's the word? ARF, accurate,
yes.
Reliable,
yes.
Feedback.
We came up with a new golf term.
Yeah, that's a good one. We got to get a registered trademark for that.
Yes, but, the ARF method.
Yeah, so we can look at all the numbers on the screen, so if you're trying, you know, what you're feeling you're doing in a swing and what you're actually doing in a golf swing are often vastly different, right? And I'm coming over the top, and then you look at the numbers, and the guy's swinging out to the right or the lady. So with that data, with the TrackMan data that's super accurate, you can actually, you know, have effective practice. So it's been a really nice teaching tool, actually.
Yeah, Max, I imagine when you guys went through the process of, all right, what's this going to look like, you thought of, all right, well, what would I want it to look like if I put it in my house?
Sure. So we did discuss having them, you know, this originally was born of putting one in a single room that our friends could use. But we realized quickly that oftentimes the dojo, a space that you're going to, needs to be separate from your house, right? But we wanted to imagine this, you know, the space that was purely for training, purely for playing, that was away from the home. And frankly, he's coming up later in the show. Jeff Beattie came in, took a look at the space. We had gotten connected with him to do our turf anyway. He looked in here and he goes, well, what about putting patios in? So, you know, for all the listeners, you know, hope you come down, take a look today for the grand opening, but also just to describe to you that each bay has its own patio, as if you're sitting outside looking off into the golf course, and the patio leads onto the greens and to the hitting screen.
Yeah, it's a really, really nice setup, and you did a lot of this work in here as well.
Sure. I can't take a lot of credit. I did a lot of design. Tom and I bounced a lot of ideas back and forth, but we think it's a unique space. We think that there's a lot of touches that people walk in and feel like they've never seen anything like it before.
And there's a membership model too, right?
That's right. We, you know, if you're someone that comes in and loves it and you're going to be returning, there's different price points and different membership levels for every golfer. For every, you know, if you're going to come as a single, we have someone that comes in here and hits, you know, the ball for 4 hours, getting that our feedback.
Yes.
By themselves. That's right. And then we also have, you know, groups that come in on double dates, right? And so however it is that you want to use it, there's a membership model that fits and can find a price point that works for you.
Isn't it also too, where you're like, you, if you're a member, you log in and like, you can have your information from previous practice sessions? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So the TrackMan has an app that you can download on your phone. And when you come into the bay, there's a QR code right on the screen that you can log in with your phone. It'll recognize you and store all of that data for you. And that's data that you'll take with you to the outdoor course as well, so that you know how you're hitting your particular irons, how you're hitting your driver. And that can be, you know, some more of that great feedback for you.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that come in and just, you know, they're trying to get their yardages down. So they hit a bunch of 7 irons and hit a bunch of 6 irons and try to see what actual carry yardage and stuff.
And that's going to sync up with our ARF app that we are working on.
That's right, that we're going to work on.
That's right.
I keep thinking of ALF, but...
ALF, that was that show from the late 80s.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good show.
Willie. Willie.
Yeah. The cat.
He always hiding in the closet at some point.
Oh,
yeah, when the dog
yeah.
came out.
Yeah.
That's right. Max Grundy with us here, part of the ownership team of Golf Dojo. MyGolfDojo.com. Is the website. You can also follow him on Instagram and on Twitter, at MyGolfDojo as well. We'll be talking with Steve Beattie here coming up in just one moment from Custom Turf, who worked on part of the process here to get the Golf Dojo going.
Big part of it, yeah.
I was going to say there was big news this week that I think supports this model greatly, and that was, you know, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy with their, you know, Tomorrow Golf, and they're going to be doing...
Like tech-infused golf, they call it, right?
Well, they're going to be playing golf in stadiums. But it's going to be on simulators. They're going to have a setup, a turf setup with the hole and some, you know, bunkers. But so there'll be like a central green, like at center ice, if you will.
Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
But then they're going to have giant screens that they're going to hit into. That's the, you know, that's the way I understand.
Yeah,
it.
Monday Night Golf, I guess is their.
That's
plan
a cool
for
name,
it.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
might have heard that somewhere before, huh?
I know
that was a TD Green meeting, but
that's
anyhow.
Right.
You guys must feel buoyed by that.
Oh, my goodness. As soon as they announced that, we said to ourselves, you know, this is a direction that golf is headed. You know, we went into this really wanting to create another access point to golf, particularly being in Western New York, where, you know, we all play outdoors as much as we possibly can during the summer months. But we said there has to be more points of access to golf. And you're absolutely right that all it does is buoys us up. We looked at that and said, man, we're on the right track. This is really cool. And so, you know, yeah. I don't think we mentioned it's we're at 7350 Transit Road. Make sure, you know, if you're around and you can stop by, come down today to the grand opening and just take a look at it.
Yeah, right behind G&G Fitness near the Eastern Hills Mall. And the other thing is, you know, we've got some nice programs. We're going to be having some of the veterans over here. And it's a place for we use this word small D democratic here because it's, you know, there's country club guys that come in, and then there's kids who never played before and got two golf clubs in their hands, and then they're having just as much fun, which is cool. It's cool for me to be around people having fun all the time.
Tee to Green live here at the Golf Dojo. Grand opening today. Come on by and say hello. Let's bring in a man that also had a piece in getting this place up and going, Steve Beatty from Custom Turf, great friend of the show. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
We're great. We are sitting in one of the hitting bays, and we're obviously able to see all the great work that you did with Custom Turf here at Golf Dojo. I know you're excited to be a part of the process here of getting them up and going with their grand opening.
Yeah, that's a great facility they have there, and I appreciate them having me in to help them along the way.
Is this, Steve, it's Kev, good to talk to you, buddy. And I want to, is this the most turf you've laid indoors? Because there's a lot of work you put in here.
It's right up there, yeah. It's a nice one, that's for sure. Yeah, they did a beautiful job with that whole building. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, we got a putting green, we've got a lot of turf, and our tees are the tee line, where you can actually put the tee right into the turf instead of having to put the little pine cone on top of it or whatever, right? So that's one of the assets. Now, Steve, you do this all the time, right? This is the indoor season for your work right now. You're starting to get towards where people are putting simulator bays in their house or doing work in their indoors, and that's something that you do a lot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're winding down on the outdoor season end of things, unfortunately. We've been blessed. We've been very busy all summer, but now we're gearing up for the winter months where we can do that indoor work and Mother Nature doesn't scare us off when we're in a nice, warm, cozy facility.
We should mention pet turf. This is that time. Is this the time of year to get pet turf in? Now, we don't want you to bring your pets to Golf Dojo to go here, but I'm saying, but you have pet turf where, you know, it drains.
Yeah, that's what we need in there. For when the people do bring their dogs, they have a pet. Yeah. You won't have to let them out. That's a great idea.
I'm gonna jump in on that one. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, Jeff, I know we all have a putting green courtesy of Custom Turf at our home, and it's awesome to putt on.
I love mine in the basement. It's awesome.
Yeah, so Kevin mentioned pets.
I chip off mine probably more than I putt, to be honest.
Yeah.
Steve put two cuts of collar.
No wonder you're getting up and down all the time.
Yeah, well, hey. I don't hit too many greens, so imagine practice chipping.
Steve, if someone wanted to contact you about setting up something for their home, for their basement, maybe for their backyard, like what's the process involved like?
They can either call our office, which the phone number there is 800-724-8329, or probably easier to remember is just customturf.com, and there's a page in there for information and the phone number and or any other activities on ways to get a hold of us, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of good pictures on there, so you can see some of the displays of work
come down
that they've
here today
done.
And see
or you
what
can come
do,
in today and see that the work that they did. Max, you mentioned the patio look here. So not only is there some turf, but you've got some other
There's a giant
pavers,
putting green
right,
out there,
and
too.
And then the putting green out in front.
Yeah, that's right. Steve came in from Custom Turf and looked at the space. And you know, we had envisioned, you know, concrete floors leading up to the hitting surfaces. And he looked at this in an instant. And he's got an eye for this. And he said, no, there needs to be patios in here. And so he did all the hardscaping as well as the turf. So it's the full package that he provided.
And I think he took home a league title this week. Is that true, Steve?
That is true. Believe it or not, it is true. Yeah.
Oh, I believe
first ever.
It.
First ever.
Well, congratulations on that, Steve. We're happy for you. Yeah. I know you were working hard to get your game better this summer. That's what we like about you.
That's right. Well, Steve, yeah, the work in here. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I'm good. Okay.
No, the work in here is excellent, first class all the way, and we appreciate you being a part of our show and all the work that you do across Western New York to make golf better, including right here at Golf Dojo. So thanks for joining us.
And what you do with the Hope Foundation, too. Thank you, Steve.
Yes, you're welcome. I enjoy it. I enjoy all the above that you just mentioned. You guys are
all right, Steve, and I'm calling you to play golf here in the next few weeks.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf joining us here. CustomTurf.com is the site. Max, before we let you go to it, I mean, just let's one more thing about just today. People can come in. What, starting at 9 a.m., you guys are going to have like a ceremonial tee shot here.
That's
just
right.
To officially crank it open?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do the opening drive at 9 o'clock, and start at 9 o'clock. Anyone's welcome to come down and check it out. Our pro here, Jeff Midas from Show, is going to be doing some quick 5-minute lessons for anyone that wants to give that a shot. We're going to have some other bays open just to try it out, see what it looks like, and enjoy the space. Check it out. Talk to us about different membership levels, things like that.
And when you pull in, it's in the back portion of the building, right here on Transit
Road. That's right. You'll see the big signs on the building and on the pylon. As you pull in the driveway, head straight back to the end of the driveway. There'll be a big sign outside you'll be able to see also. And we'll be in the back of the building behind 716 Nutrition and G&G Fitness.
All right. And right across from the Eastern Hills Mall, for those that maybe obviously you may know where that is, on Transit Road here in Amherst. But we're really happy to be here today. Good luck with the grand opening. Max,
thank you so much.
Tom and the rest of the ownership team, appreciate you having us.
All right. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
All right. Golf Dojo and mygolfdojo.com is the website. Grand opening starting at 9 today. Okay, time out. When we come back, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges. We also got a lot more to talk about at the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup playoffs. We got our fantasy golf winners and got a couple of nice stats and a good story about a 14-year-old girl as well here on the golf course. All that and more coming up with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. This is Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers, it's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Boating and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Back here live at Golf Dojo. It's their grand opening today, officially at 9 a.m. You can come on by here. They're on Transit Road across from the Eastern Hills Mall and experience the My Golf Dojo experience. We want to thank one of the owners, Max Grundy, for joining us last segment to tell us how this place all came about. Four beautiful hitting bays. We're inside one of them right now doing our show here on Tee to Green. You can check out some of the pictures. I just put them up there on my Twitter handle, at BrianWGR. We'll have some more pictures up there as well. Make sure you follow us also on our Tee to Green social media handles on Instagram and Twitter, at T2GBuffalo. You can also get some great advice if you're into the betting scene on the golf, on the PGA Tour. Jeff Blank, our man, every week puts out his picks, his weekly he puts out, it's like a weekly series, Kevin. On Tuesday, he puts out his value chart.
I like the charts.
Wednesday, yeah, he does his preview video, and then each day, he does his daily picks. He went 3-0 yesterday.
All right, listen, stop pumping his tires because we're going to have to pay him more.
Well, he should just be making bets on his picks, and then he's all fine.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Jeff Blank, you can follow him on Twitter as well, at JeffBlankT2G.
I saw him in the Blank Bentley. That's how much money he's made.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyways, I butchered it by butchering his last name there. Let's move on to all something.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Like anyway. I butchered that ad read. Yeah.
Follow Jeff. He gives you some good advice if you're into putting some bets on the golf scene. All right, you heard it's time for the Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week. And a tip, as we could say every week, is to go see our man, Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro at Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges, a longtime partner here with us on Tee to Green. Pat, good morning. It's Brian, Kevin, and Jeff with you. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great. Thanks for coming on, Pat. It's got to be, I know for you guys, a very, very busy year over at Woods to Wedges. And what's it like here in late August for everybody over there inside the Whirly Dome?
Yeah, it's fittings and stuff like that have slowed down a little bit. Obviously, the product has been out for a long time now, so a lot of people have the new equipment that wanted to get it. But there are still some guys coming in. You know how it is that toward the end of the year, people coming up and something's not working right, so they want to get something new, a new driver, a new set of irons or putter or something, you know. So we still got some of those stragglers coming in, but lesson-wise, we've still been going pretty strong. There's a lot of people need help with their swing, I guess, you know.
And the new product usually comes out in the fall, right? So people should be checking in to see what's new from all the different vendors?
Yeah, there's certain companies. Like Titleist is coming out with their new wood line, and they should be coming out. I think we should have some of the stuff within the next couple of weeks to start fitting for that. Then as we get later on, there'll be more and more coming out, everybody coming out with their new stuff. I haven't really heard. Well, I guess Mizuno had the rep came in the other day, had the new lineup because their JPX line is being revamped, and we'll have that stuff coming up pretty soon too.
Now, Pat, I don't know of anybody that probably does more fitting or more lessons than you do. You've had a pretty busy summer, I would imagine.
Yes, it's been really busy. We kind of changed our lesson schedule around too, so we're doing like 30-minute lessons and instead of the 45 to an hour lesson that we were doing before. Our coaching program, that our students get an hour session there, but if you're just getting lessons, we change that to doing 30 minutes at a time, and mainly so we can get a lot more people in there. The shorter lesson period kind of helps so we don't overload students with stuff. We find that, if we go longer than that, then, you know, once they start getting something that you give them, then they want a little bit more, and it's hard to do two or three.
You could be there all day.
Yeah.
You could be there like, we could try this, we could try that.
All day. Yeah. We just tell them baby steps, you know, come on, just a little bit at a time, make a little progress. And, if you've been playing golf for 20, 30 years, you've got a lot of habits that maybe you want to get rid of, and it doesn't go away overnight. You know, there's no such thing as a quick fix. You know, it's very difficult for anybody to make any kind of changes. You can see it on tour. These guys, I mean, their coaches are there every week behind them, standing there working on their swing and kind of giving them little reminders of what they're doing and what they're trying to accomplish. You know.
Yeah, Jamie Mulligan was there with Cantlay at the BMW Championship, and Woody won, walking hole by hole, taking notes, all those things. They're so involved.
For one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Yeah, so that should be all you need to know right there, right? They have their coach work with them all the time.
Yeah, they got PGA pros that are just on their, you know, they're on their staff, technically. Yeah so they...
Justin Thomas's dad, his dad's a swing coach. His dad walks every hole with him and, you know. Still coaches him.
Yeah, Pat Phillips, PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges, joining us here on Tee to Green. Well, we heard it's time for the Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week. So we're at Golf Dojo, indoor facility. Pat, of course, Woods to Wedges, part at the Worley Dome. What about when people go to practice? What are some things? I know, Pat, you walking up and down at the Worley Dome when you see all those people coming in and hit. Jeff, the people that you see here at Golf Dojo. Pat, let's start with you. How do you make a practice session better, more valuable, versus just whacking at balls as hard as you can? Like, what do you think is something that you would suggest to people, maybe that you see, maybe even some things that people aren't doing as well as you think they would like during a practice session?
Yeah, during a practice session, I mean, I would like to see somebody set up like a little workstation, put alignment sticks on the ground or something like even like a range basket. You could, if you're working on a path or something, if you're trying to stop that over the top, you can kind of put a basket behind you, make sure you kind of get that club going outside that and then back around on the inside of that. It'll help change your path. If you're slicing the ball, it's because you're coming over the top and the face is open, you know? So when you see people just sitting there raking balls and hitting them, and that's not really doing a whole lot for you. You know, you really should have something set up there where it keeps your alignment proper and especially pointing you at a target. You know, it's very easy to just get on range, man, just hit it into the back of the dome or hit it down the range, you know, but you really should have a target in mind. You shouldn't really hit a golf ball unless you have a specific target where you want the ball to fly to and in the type of flight that you want. You know, if you're trying to hit a little fade, I mean, that's, you know, there's ways to set up to do that. And to hit a draw, you know. So I would like to see somebody set up I call it a workstation, you know, put some alignment sticks down and actually go through like a pre-shot routine. Stand behind the ball, you know, kind of go like you're on the golf course. You wouldn't just get up on the golf course and just set up your ball and just whack it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't get a second shot at it. So, you know.
Yeah. It, purposeful practice.
Yeah, purposeful. Absolutely.
I didn't mean to jump in there. Yeah, I agree with you completely. And what I like to do is I like to, you know, plan my practice. So, hey, I'm going to do 25 of this drill. I'm going to do 25 of this drill. I'm going to, you know, I like to use drills when I'm practicing because they provide feedback and that, you know, you're always working towards something in your golf swing. You're very seldom is your golf swing perfect and there's nothing to work on. There's always some portion of your game. So if I'm going in and I got an hour to hit some balls or something, I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to do some one-arm swings. I'm going to do the left, whatever drills that I might need to tune up my game at that point. I'm going to put aside 25 golf balls for that drill and 25 golf balls for this drill and work my way through that. And then if there's time or something you struggle with, then maybe you spend a little extra time on that movement. And then I always like to finish up the practice session with a really good shot and some confidence. So I'm going to, you know, try to hit one last really good shot and quit while you're ahead too. You know, sometimes you can just sit there and linger on the range and start trying to bash that driver harder and harder, which is great because you want to hit it hard and far and you want to practice. But, after, you know, have a purposeful practice, and once you achieve your goal, then maybe go work on something else.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And those where you are with the track man and even at the Worley Dome outside, they have the top tracers out there, so you could work on half shots or, you know, those little wedge scoring shots, and you could see how, you know, how far back do I have to take this club and how far forward does it have to move to get the club to go 50 yards, you know? And you can, when you get that feedback of the yardage to the swing, that's going to help you a lot too.
Pat Phillips, the PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Dome, the best spot to go get your equipment, to go get fitted, and you know, just even re-grips. If you haven't re-gripped your club in a few years, go in and get it. As you always say, Donna is the best at it, right?
No one's ever touched my clubs but Woods to Wedges since I've been 12, yes.
Pat, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Woods to Wedges, Buffalo.com is the website. And Pat, you guys will be, you're obviously a year-round facility, so regardless of what time of the year or into the fall, if people want to come in and either get a lesson or get fitted or look at new equipment, they can come and see you, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is a great time of year. The season's winding down. You know, bowling season's starting up again. So, you know, this is a good time to come in. And if you really want to change your game or make something happen in your swing, do it in the off season. You know, you got all winter long to do it so that you can come in and practice and get your swing all dialed up before the season starts in March or April next year. So it's a great time right now.
Thank you, Pat, for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. Talk to you.
All right. Pat Phillips. Thanks, Pat, from Woods to Wedges, the great PGA Pro. And Donna, if you're listening, thanks again for another great year of supporting Tee to Green.
You know, I went in there a few weeks ago and got a new 60-degree wedge because I wanted a thinner bounce on it just for, you know, a little more, you know, fairway hits and stuff. And, you know, I talked to Kevin Hofstetter over there.
Yep.
He was like, all right, well, this is what you're looking for. Like, I was explaining to him, you know, I'm just, yep, the one I have is a little too much thicker on the bounce, and this is what I want to do. He's like, all right, well, if you want to do that, this is the grind you want.
Yep.
If you just go buy a wedge off the rack and not talk to folks, like, there's so many different grinds and,
yeah,
it's, yeah, right?
I tell all
pretty
my lessons.
Pretty complex right now, yeah.
Talk to me before you just go buy a club. Yeah,
yes.
Talk to a PGA Pro or someone that does the fitting, because there is a ton of difference. Hey, one brand of clubs can have 20 different wedge options, you know, between the lofts and the bounce angles and the grinds. So you might have 3 or 4 different grinds and 6 or 8 different lofts and 10 or 12 different bounces. So all those things affect the golf game.
All right, before we go to break here, give you an anniversary, see if you remember.
Did I forget mine?
No. Mine was actually
maybe
Tuesday.
So
yes.
And you found out Wednesday.
That's right. I woke up and all of a sudden the locks on the house were changed. I was like, what happened here? No. 26 years ago, 2 days ago, Steve Scott versus Tiger Woods. Why is that match so well-known in the fame of golf lure and match play in the U.S. amateur?
Because Steve Scott was beating Tiger Woods, and Steve on the, what would have been the 35th hole.
Out of 36.
Or maybe it was the 34th. It was the 34th hole, yeah. I think, out of 36. But anyways, there on the same line, he had Tiger move his mark, and Steve, his putt was for par, Tiger's was for birdie. And when Tiger, it was his turn after Steve made his putt, this is at Pumpkin Ridge in Oregon, Tiger put his ball down, and Steve goes, hey, Tiger, don't forget to move your mark back. And Tiger moves the mark back, makes the putt, wins the hole, goes on to come back in the match and beat Steve an extra hole.
Three straight, yeah.
Third consecutive amateur, U.S. amateur title.
And then I think I saw Steve Scott has $8,000 in career earnings in the professional.
Yeah.
In Tiger.
Well, so I've worked with Steve Scott on PGA Tour Live. I would have got Scotty on the show. Great guy. He's a PGA professional.
Mm-hmm.
He's become a PGA professional, and you've seen stuff on Golf Digest, I think it is. They're online lessons, and he's works PGA Tour Live.
Yeah. Article this week, because of the anniversary, I was reading it, and he said he wouldn't have done it any differently. He knows if he didn't say anything that he technically would have won the match, and beating Tiger Woods could have been something but he said, you know, I know doing the right thing was still more important. He's talked about he's had a great life and talking about his family and
you can't win that way. You can't win that way.
No.
Yeah.
You'd never forgive yourself, right?
Well,
right.
Yeah. I mean,
if you knew it and you didn't say anything, right.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would be like, people be, you know, listen, he's gotten more out of life doing the right thing.
Correct.
I know.
You always do.
Would we have mentioned Steve Scott this morning? No.
Yes.
We're mentioning him today because he did the right thing.
Well, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to say this. He told me Phil Knight came up to him after and said, that's the classiest thing I've seen. And Nike's taken care of Steve since.
See, it always pays to do the right thing.
I agree. Yeah. All right, time out here from Golf Dojo. It's their grand opening, 9 a.m. You can come on by and check them out on Transit Road here in Amherst, just across from the Eastern Hills Mall. When we come back, it's the final week of the FedEx Cup Playoffs Tour Championship. We'll let you know what our thoughts are on the first two rounds and what to look forward to this weekend. With PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel, Zach Jones producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green from Golf Dojo on WGR coming up next.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
It's the final week of the FedEx Cup Playoffs, the Tour Championship, and number one in points going into the week, Scottie Scheffler. He started at 10 under par based upon the points scoring adjustment, and he is 9 under in his first two rounds. So officially on the board now, 19 under par after shooting a 65 at a 66. He's got a two-shot lead over Xander Schauffele, who loves East Lake Golf Club. He plays great there every year. 63 yesterday from him. He's two back. John Rahm also shot a 63. He is at minus 13. So that's your top three. Scheffler at 19 under. Schauffele at 17 under. John Rahm at 13. The rest of the bigger names of note, Patrick Cantlay coming in playing great. He's tied for fourth at minus 12. Rory McIlroy solo seventh. He is at minus 10. Max Homa had the round of the day yesterday. He shot a 62. He is at minus 9.
And the Champions Tour Report brought to you by Donald Ross Golf Attire. That's the world's finest golf clothing, and it's a local company. It's the Ally Challenge, and they're in Grand Blanc, Michigan. And Mr. Freddie Funk shot his age yesterday. That's great. He's 7 under, followed at 6 under by Woody Austin, Brett Quigley, and Stephen Ames.
All right, LPGA Tour, they are in Ottawa for the Canadian Women's Open, and Naren Ann is the leader. This player suspended second round yesterday, but Ann able to complete a round. She is 13 under. Haijin Choi is two back, along with Nelly Korda, and Paula Rito also two back at 11 under par.
All right, before we get more on the Tour Championship here, back at Tee to Green Live Golf Dojo, along with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Our Tee to Green fantasy golf season came to an end. We don't do the Tour Championship just because the payouts are obviously insanely high. We don't want to have it skew the rest of the year. But we've got some August winners, and I want to congratulate them. His entry name is Fat Bobby.
Oh, Fat Bobby.
But Mike Colangelo's his name. But he won August. So he gets a stay-and-play VIP package from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. They get a free night in the hotel, dinner, and free play money on the casino floor.
I mean, it's too good of a prize for Fat Bobby.
That's right. That's first place.
I don't think you want to tell someone who calls himself Fat Bobby that. Yeah,
can't outrun me.
Yeah. Second place.
Maybe.
Ace Vetrano. His entry, Glenn's thoughts. He wins 18 holes of golf for him and a guest at Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst.
Ace.
Ace.
You better be good.
It's good. It's a good name for a golfer.
It's a fighter pilot nickname, yes. Yep.
And David Oaks, congratulations to him. He's our overall season winner.
Oh, there
you go. He won for the entire year.
So does he get to stay in Batavia for like a month?
He gets a gift card to Golf Dojo.
Oh, even better.
Yes.
Yep. There you go.
So congratulations to the three gentlemen there on their win. If you were in our fantasy golf, Tee to Green Fantasy Golf League this year, hope you had fun. We'll do it again next year. Big thanks to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Ryan Hasenauer, our man there, taking care of our big prizes there all year. Also, Glen Oak Golf Club for their donations to the prizes. And, of course, now Golf Dojo there as David Oaks gets the win there. So congratulations to our fantasy golf winners. All right, Tour Championship here in our last segment. Scheffler coming in on top, and he looks as though he's playing well. His lead was two on Cantlay.
Yeah.
His lead's two on Schauffele going into the weekend.
Well, it's interesting to me. You know, the format is still heavily criticized because you got to find a way.
The staggered start. Yeah. How do you equate?
Well, they did that because, remember, it used to be you'd have someone who won the tournament, but they didn't win the FedEx Cup.
Right, that guy'd be 15.
They didn't want that to be like anticlimactic of, hey, I just won the tournament, but this other guy who's done five holes ago.
So they had to find a way to reward the person, you know, reward how you've done all year and the staggered start, which I agree with to a certain. I don't know. Like, I still think there needs to be a way for the guy who's 30th to be able to win. The FedEx Cup.
Well, in theory, he could in this with this format,
gotta make
right?
Got to make up 10 strokes over 10 4 days.
Make up 10 strokes
to the best player in the
two
world.
2.5 strokes a day.
Right. I mean, in theory, it's doable.
Well, the reason I think mathematically it's impossible. Can I make 10 strokes up on one guy over 4 days?
29 guys.
Maybe, but it's 29 guys. Right. Not all 10, but you have to pass all of them along the way.
But you got
to
be rewarded for the season long.
But you're right. Scheffler had 4 wins and, you know, probably the player of the year, right? I mean, he should have some sort of advantage going in. Otherwise, your regular season becomes less meaningful.
Right. Well, and some have said, well, why don't you just make it? If you make the cut in the first event, you get to go to the second and vice versa. My issue with that is, like, if you're the best player all season long and, like, you know, Scheffler had a bad week in Memphis.
Right.
Didn't make the cut. Is he out?
Could get COVID. Could, right. know, could get yeah. The flu. Yeah.
You know, I see that. It's been an interesting season for a lot of things.
And next year it's going to be more interesting.
And look at Will Zalatoris. I mean, finally wins and then has 2 herniated discs in his back. Ugh. That's just awful news for the young player.
Yeah, that's a tough injury to come back from as a professional golfer. Yes,
with two of them.
And he would have had a great chance to win. He would have been only 3 shots behind Scheffler going into this, and he also won't play in the President's Cup in a couple of weeks.
He's going to be out for a while.
Yes, I was going to say, like, you know, him not playing President's Cup is one thing, but, you know, like, are we going to see Will Zalatoris the way he was?
He's going to have to reform how he moves, and it's going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of rehab. He's probably going to have to reshape his swing because there's something in his swing that's herniating his discs.
Yes.
So that's, you know, he's got to get stronger. There's a lot of stuff he can do, but it's going to take a long time.
It's going to be interesting next year. The tour announced all the changes.
Yeah.
Right? This was after the Tiger meeting last week in Delaware. And, you know, the changes next year were they've got a commitment from the top 20. People are already like, well, how are you going to determine the top 20? Like, look at, they just announced this. Things are changing. They have to change, you know, this tour within the tour, if you will. They'll figure out a way where people can move into it. They have to. And actually, I thought Jay Monahan was like, well, listen, like every year, there's 3 or 4 guys. You know, a few years ago, we didn't know Zalatoris, Cameron Young, Tom Kim.
Yeah.
Right? Sahith Theegala. Like, there are new stars always coming in. So I think you're going to see that. And they did. I think they did a good thing. And I was predicting this, I don't know, in conversation with you guys privately and others, that there'll be guaranteed money in the PGA Tour. And they're basically guaranteeing the $500,000. And it's a nice thing for rookies coming in. Hey, you're going to get $500,000. We're going to give you the money up front.
Yeah, so it covers your expenses to get you started.
Yeah, they're calling
coach and all those things. And if you don't make $500,000, we'll make up the difference.
The year. They're calling it the earnings assurance piece of this. Yeah, where you're guaranteed at least $500,000. They're also going to give a travel stipend. You're going to get $5,000 for even if you miss the cut. So you get at least a little piece there to help subsidize some of your, you know, other expenses. But they said they'll subsidize travel and tournament related expenses as well. So there's some of these things there for these guys that maybe aren't eligible to play every week that they can get a little bit more, you know, security in terms of coming to play in these events.
Well, remember, top 70 next year makes the playoffs, and then you have to earn it again going forward. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works going forward. I thought it was a good day for the tour. I thought it was good, you know, especially when they said the players in their room, like when Adam Scott was in that room, because all we kept hearing, Adam Scott was going to live. And so he was in the room. Schauffele spoke positive about it because there's a lot of rumors that picked up again about him going. So to me, I'm more encouraged by it. We'll see what happens Monday.
Yeah, once the tour championship's done, when decisions have to be made,
it's
who's going?
It's been reported that 7 players are going. Now, the person reporting that, Shipnook, said, well, maybe it might be only 3 now. We'll see. Cameron Smith.
Still linked to be the biggest name of
which
that group.
It's disappointing to me. He's a good kid. He's obviously a great golfer. And I just don't, I mean, aside from the money, what are you going to go do there? Now, he gets a 5-year exemption in the majors for winning the Open.
Right.
So, and precedent's been set.
So he'll be playing in the 4 majors.
Except for the Masters, they haven't said anything yet.
True.
Right? And they can do whatever they want. They can. It's an invite.
Yep.
You can be uninvited.
Here's one quick stat on Cam Smith. He has made birdie or better 38% of the time that he has hit the green That's the best percentage in PGA Tour history since they started keeping that stat in 1980. So when he hits the green, 38% of the time, it's birdie or better. That's
good.
That's amazing, right? That's an amazing stat for Cam Smith.
Just another note. I don't know if you saw. So the BMW is the biggest event in the DP World Tour. And
there's going to be players from both
20 live players are going to be allowed to play because of some legal action over there. Their legal system works a little differently than ours here. The lawsuit is not going to be heard until January of 2024. So it's going to be around for a while, guys.
Yeah.
I guess is what I'm saying here. And it'll be interesting to see how it all transpires here. But I gotta believe some of the young guys who went and just took the money, Abraham Answer, Taylor Gooch, if Cam goes, I think they're going to get into that and be like, what am I doing?
I think so, too, because it's not fun. The daily grind, the competitiveness of trying to win against the best in the world every week, that's what you're searching for as a tour player, and that's gone. That's a pro-am, and it's guaranteed cash. Just show up.
They're probably going to change. I bet they're, you know, all the talk, they're going to change their – you can't do that 14 times.
Where's the incentive to get better?
Playing 14. CBS Sports can wait here for a damn second for crying out loud. You know, someone just tuning in right now, and we're getting to the meat and potatoes here at the Golf Dojo live here on WGR 550 Buffalo. There's your legal ID, okay? So anyways, go play a Monday scramble 14 times in a row. It'll get old fast.
It does. I've done it.
So they're going to – hell, I played in 24 one year. They do get old. But they raise a lot of great money for charities. But anyhow, all right, we'll give $100 million to charity. You know, they set that up. They're just doing all this stuff to answer their critics by just throwing money at it. It's not principled. That's all my point is. It's not buried in principle. It's just buried in I'm going to throw you a hell of a lot of money to come and do this, and that's it. You know, and yes, disclosure, I am a contractor with the tour, but it has a tradition. Like winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational means something.
Means a lot.
It means something to you watching it at home.
Winning at Riviera means something.
Absolutely.
All these places, it means something special.
And that's still going to mean something. And whether you don't know who the winner is next year, if you ever heard of them or not, you'll hear of them then.
Yep. Like Will Zalatoris.
Correct.
Yep.
So that I guess that's my point. Like, don't panic when guys go because it's going to make room for these new talented young stars.
The gala, all these guys.
So hit the gala is that,
who had an amazing rookie year, and he won't even win rookie of the year because Cameron Young, I think, is going to get it.
Sahith's an amazing human being, awesome guy. Yeah. I want that guy to win so bad. And Cameron Young's a good. I hope he doesn't go. He's been linked to him. I'm like, come on, your father's a PGA professional. They grew up like, I mean, dude, you're going to make so much. He's already, Cameron Young has made, over $4 million, I think, on course earnings this year. Probably made more than his father's ever made in his career.
And he's made more than that off the course. You can guarantee
that. Well, it depends. He's made
a significant amount off the course.
Yeah. So anyway, the last thing I'm going to say on this, it's easy for me to say, as someone who's not offered that kind of money and has never made that kind of money.
Right?
He's like, how could they do that, you know? When that number's thrown at you, $100 million, you don't just say no, I'm sure.
It makes you think.
Yep.
All right. I'm done.
Finish with something feel good here. Ready? Something that we're all searching for, a hole in one. Well, how about this 14-year-old girl in Calgary, Adele Sanford? She's playing at Canmore Golf and Country Club. Canmore, by the way, if anybody's ever been to Banff or that area around Calgary, Canmore is a small town right there.
Sounds like you've been there.
Have you played it? I have not played that course. I've played the Banff Springs course.
Okay.
Stanley Thompson design. Really amazing.
Oh, Banff Springs. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Very
track.
Nice. Yes. That's right. That's right. Anyway, Adele Sanford made two hole-in-ones in the Junior Club Championship at Canmore Golf and Country Club at age 14. The odds of doing that, two hole-in-ones in 18 holes, according to a National Hole-in-One Registry, 67 million to one.
Wow.
And she did it twice in the same round.
After she made the second one, she said hello from the other side.
Yes, that's
My assistant when I was at Lancaster Country Club, Kevin Rice, two holes in one, and he birdied the other par three. But I won't tell you his final score. Other than that, he stuffed him in there on the par threes. That's pretty cool, except she's got more hole-in-ones in her life. Two more than I ever have. So.
Two more than all of us combined.
Yes.
We'll get it.
I can't believe
the math says the amount of rounds.
That's right. You're a math teacher. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Between the trio here, I mean, how we do not have one is incredible.
Yeah, we're going to get it. I promise.
It's karma.
I guess.
Big thanks to everybody here at Golf Dojo. Today.
If I get one at Golf Dojo on a simulator on the track, man, does it count?
That's one of those hypothetical, theoretical questions we're dealing with here at the dojo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to give you my answer right now. They'll give you a certificate here from the dojo, but right. It does not count as far as,
that's
you know,
right. They'll take your picture with the screen.
Yes.
Right. You'll make it. It'll be a good memory sake.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
Brian, all right.
I think we have to get out of here.
Yes, that's
before
right.
We get
Zach, thanks for letting us go a few extra minutes there. Thanks to everybody here at Golf Dojo. MyGolfDojo.com is the website. Their grand opening, less than an hour from now, 9 a.m. here. Come on by. Check them out. Transit Road right across from the Eastern Hills Mall. And we appreciate the ownership team for having us a part of our show this year. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Zach back in our studios. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In the same round.
After she made the second one, she said hello from the other side.
Yes, that's
my,
right.
My assistant when I was at Lancaster Country Club, Kevin Rice, holes in one,
yes.
And he birdied the other par three. But I won't tell you his final score. Other than that, he stuffed him in there on the par threes. That's pretty cool, except she's got more hole-in-ones in her life. Two more than I ever have. So.
Two more than all of us combined.
Yes.
We'll get it.
I can't believe
the math says the amount of rounds.
That's right. You're a math teacher. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Between the trio here, I mean, how we do not have one is incredible.
Yeah, we're going to get it. I promise.
It's karma.
I guess.
Big thanks to everybody here at Golf Dojo. Today.
If I get one at Golf Dojo on a simulator on the track, man, does it count?
That's one of those hypothetical, theoretical questions we're dealing with here at the dojo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to give you my answer right now. They'll give you a certificate here from the dojo, but right. It does not count as far as,
You know, right. They'll take your picture with the screen.
Yes.
Right. You'll make it. It'll be a good memory sake.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I think we have to get out of here.
Yes, that's right.
Before we get
Zach, thanks for letting us go a few extra minutes there. Thanks to everybody here at Golf Dojo. MyGolfDojo.com is the website. Their grand opening, less than an hour from now, 9 a.m. here. Come on by. Check them out. Transit Road right across from the Eastern Hills Mall. And we appreciate the ownership team for having us a part of our show this year. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks to Zach back in our studios. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.